This is Contractor Sense with Ruth King.
Welcome to Contractor Sense. Here you discover ideas, tactics, news, and information that matter to your contracting business and you. I'm your host, Ruth King. This episode is sponsored by HVAC Trustbooks. Go to HVACTrustbooks.com to discover how this tool can help you close more sales. Thank you for joining us. Here is how we will help your business and you today. There have been so many words over the years that contractors use that get them in trouble. Today, I'm going to talk about the four words that you should eliminate from your vocabulary, and I'll give you substitute words that you can use that will make your customers more content, happier, and don't get you in trouble. First, the word preventative. I still see contractors calling their maintenance program preventative maintenance or preventative maintenance contract or something along those lines. You cannot prevent anything. You can do planned maintenance, you can call it something else, but when you call it a preventative maintenance contract and something goes wrong, a customer may write you, as I have seen, a letter that says, "I had a preventative maintenance contract. You should have prevented this from happening, and I'm not paying the bill." True story from a contractor. What's even worse, there's now legal precedent for the word preventative maintenance when that causes problems. A law school chiller went down, and the contractor there had a preventative maintenance contract. So being young, creative law school students, they found a way to actually not have to pay the bill and get damages, simply because since they had a preventative maintenance contract, they successfully argued that they should have prevented the chiller from going down. So they won the lawsuit, it's in the law books, and there's precedence anytime somebody else wants to sue you over the word preventative. Please eliminate that word from your vocabulary. Call it planned maintenance so you can still use the P or something else that you prefer. Number two, the word contract. People don't like signing contracts. This means a legal arrangement, and most people think that they have to have their lawyers review them. So again, call it a planned program. If you call it a preventative maintenance contract, you're really setting yourself up for some things that could be going wrong. Next is sell. As it applies to technicians, not as it applies to your comfort consultant or design consultants or project managers or any other terminology that we use to avoid the word salesman or salesperson. Think about it this way. Most of your technicians hate to sell, right? They're not salespeople. They'll tell you they're not salespeople. So what do? They don't like to sell maintenance agreements. They think it's a sales process, so they don't sell them. Change the word. How about they educate and enroll? That sounds a whole lot better. Technicians educate, right? They're in a situation where the customer generally says, "Well, what would you do if you were in my situation?" So they're giving their advice, they're giving their expertise, they're educating the customer. So if we educate and enroll in your exclusive maintenance program, that sounds so much better than sell a maintenance contract, doesn't it? So, sell as it relates to technicians should be avoided. Use the word enroll as it relates to maintenance. And the last word that is driving me absolutely crazy right now is the word diagnostic. We have Google to thank for it, we have the internet to thank for it, but when somebody has something going wrong with their heating or air conditioning system, the first thing they do is they Google the problem. And there's lots of YouTube videos out there, and there's lots of information out there, and they read through it and they go, "Aha, that's the problem." And so they call a company on the phone, they'll do another internet search, and they'll find some companies that they like, you know, some who have testimonials or they like their website or something along those lines. And they say, "Okay, how much is it for you to come out?" When you say, "Well, our diagnostic charges," the first thing that they're going to tell you is that, "I already know what the problem is. I'm not paying any diagnostic charge." We are hearing that, and I am hearing that more and more and more. So what do? We eliminate the word diagnostic. plumbers learned this lesson a really long time ago because everybody thinks they can diagnose all their plumbing problems. And so the answer is the service call to come to your home is, or the service charge to come to your home is X. So you've eliminated the word diagnostic. You've eliminated the word that will drive people crazy and say, well, I'm not paying that because I already know what the problem is. So the four words again are preventative, which we can call plan, contract, which we can all call agreement or plan. Or an agreement now is getting to be a little weird too. It's better that you have a planned maintenance program. If you can call it a PMP or planned maintenance program, you're better off. Selling as it relates to technicians, we enroll, we educate, and diagnostic, which we change to the word service call or service charge to come to your home. That's it. Avoid those four words and you'll be in better shape. I've seen my clients' salespeople struggle when a customer asks why they should use your company rather than the competition when your price is higher and you both are proposing the same equipment. I've seen technicians struggle when customers ask them whether they should replace an 18-year-old air conditioner. And most salespeople and technicians never ask the one question that most customers are concerned about, yet never ask. Can I trust you? I found a tool that gives your salespeople and technicians the ammunition to answer this question and more. And the tool works. How do I know? 68% of my clients are using it to increase sales and referrals. What is it? A trust book with your name on it as the author. More details are at hvactrustbooks.com. Warning, there is only one contractor per area that can get these great books. Some areas are already taken. They've gone to my clients. If you want your area and want to have a tool for your salespeople and technicians to increase referrals and sales, then go to hvactrustbooks.com now and reserve your area. I've seen my clients' salespeople struggle when a customer asks why they should use your company rather than the competition when your price is higher and you both are proposing the same equipment. I've seen technicians struggle when customers ask them whether they should replace an 18-year-old air conditioner. And most salespeople and technicians never ask the one question that most customers are concerned about, yet never ask. Can I trust you? I found a tool that gives your salespeople and technicians the ammunition to answer this question and more. And the tool works. How do I know? 68% of my clients are using it to increase sales and referrals. What is it? A trust book with your name on it as the author. More details are at hvactrustbooks.com. Warning, there is only one contractor per area that can get these great books. Some areas are already taken. They've gone to my clients. If you want your area and want to have a tool for your salespeople and technicians to increase referrals and sales, then go to hvactrustbooks.com now and reserve your area. Thank you for joining us. Choose one thing that you discovered and implement it in your business. These ideas, tactics, and strategies help you make more money, have more free time, and give back. If you like today's program, spread the word. Please review this podcast on any device you are listening to it on. Help a fellow contractor make more money too. For comments or questions, call me at 770-729-0258 or email ruthking@hvacchannel.tv. Thanks for listening. Have a great and profitable day.